Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Connection Point with Bishop Deborah Vaughn. It's a new day filled with promise and blessings. Let's take some time now to inspire our spirits with uplifting reflections and energizing prayer. And now, let's get ready to connect. Well, good morning, and welcome to Connection Point. This is Bishop Deb, coming to you from Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, Canada. Well, it's hard to believe that we're already 10 days into the new year. And, you know, a few people I've spoken to over the last few days are really stressed out, because now those holiday bills are rolling in. What seemed like a good idea at the time often makes us wonder, what the heck were we thinking? Did we really have to buy that entire set of Christmas-themed dishes? Did we really need to spend money on presents? That much money? As we ponder over our apparent lack of discipline, we can find that this negative self-talk can spill over into other areas of our life, and we get mad or disappointed in ourselves. The next thing we know, nothing feels right. Nothing is good enough. We aren't good enough. And all we can see are the ways in which we've messed up, and by extension, how others have made our life miserable. It's really not a very helpful frame of mind, is it? You know, we need to be kinder to ourselves. We need to get to that place where we can look at ourselves and say, okay, we blew the budget. But, you know, it was really great serving Christmas dinner on those beautiful plates. And now we have them for next year. Our credit cards are maxed, but we can cut some things out here and there and make a little bigger payment this month and another one next month. Things can be juggled. It's not the end of the world. Often, we are our worst critics, aren't we? We look in the mirror and we see a new wrinkle. We get into our car and we wish it was nicer. We look at our friends and we contrast with what we have. We see that they have so much more. They seem to be happier than we are. And it's so it goes. It goes like this. Everywhere you look, there's somebody with something better. There's somebody that seems to be more successful. There's somebody that seems to have something we want. When our thoughts are rattling on like this in our heads, such negative ideas, we just feel more and more defeated and deflated and depressed, don't we? This is not a joyful way to live. You know, when Creator regards you, God doesn't tisk-tisk about that wrinkle or that gray hair. God doesn't chastise you because you've overspent or you've put on some weight. God loves you and knows that this is all a part of your journey. Part of the lessons that will strengthen you and help you in your path. If you can just get through it and learn what an amazing person you are. So for today, be gentle with yourself. Give yourself a break. Learn from the negativity. Learn from the mistakes you think you've made. And move on. And as you let go and feel your spirits lift once more, you'll find that you're more open to more good. And when you're open to good, unexpected blessings will come your way. And as your life fills with blessings, you'll recognize that wrinkle you've been worried about is really a laugh line. Your perspective shifts, and you see your life unfolding in a much happier way. It all starts with taking a moment to count those blessings and to forgive yourself. As you let go of the negative and the critical thoughts, you'll be more aware of the love that surrounds you. God is with you, beaming love at you. Receive it and let it fill you to overflowing. Know that you are loved You are beloved, and you're okay. Good things come to you, and each day is getting better. Say that throughout the day. Good things come to me. Each day just keeps getting better and better. Good things come to me, and each day just gets better and better. And you know, with God's help, it will. Let's have a prayer for our day. Loving God, we give you thanks for all the possibilities and the promise of this day. We thank you for new beginnings and fresh starts, for letting go and embracing the life that you call us to live. We ask that you go before us today to set your angels around us to protect each and every person that we love. We hold before you the people in our lives who need to know your healing touch. And we pray for all those around the world who are victims of fear and oppression, violence. We ask that all the world may come to the recognition of love, of harmony, of peace. And we pray for our own needs, the concerns of our hearts, which we offer to you in the quiet of our heart. We give thanks that you know our needs even before we ask, and you support and bless us, and lift us to a place of greater love, greater joy, greater healing, greater peace. We give them over to you now, so that we can focus on the wonder and the beauty of the world, and all the good things that are in it and coming to us. We thank you for every blessing, and may we be affirmed and empowered to be a blessing to all in our world today. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me on this Connection Point. I hope you have a marvelous day. You'll see on the show page there a couple of links to our Indiegogo website. We are endeavoring to raise some funds so that we can improve our quality of our broadcast with a newer to us computer, and to also help defray the cost of this broadcast. If you can help in any way, we would be delighted. A small donation is perfect. If you can share the website with your friends, if you've been listening to these broadcasts and finding them helpful and uplifting, please do share the message of our goal, and join me again tomorrow on Connection Point. Thanks for joining us today on our Connection Point podcast. Remember that you are loved and beloved and surrounded by divine love wherever you go. These podcasts are offered by Holy Angels Parish, a part of the Community Catholic Church of Canada. We are a progressive, spiritually affirming, and inclusive denomination that honors your sacred walk with divinity. For more information, please visit our online community at www.holyangelscommunity.com. You'll find daily prayers, news, and a link to join us. Until next time, this is Bishop Deb, saying have a fabulous day.